Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
One of the benefits of age and aging is that it means you've been around the block a few times. And the first time you go around that block, nothing helps you better is to have been guided by somebody with great wisdom. And I was so lucky. That is Smoking Al Koken. Here's our next guest, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And my old sparring partner, broadcast partner, we're together again. And annually, we get this done, talking about the NHL, our beloved Caps, and also one of the best charity golf tournaments in America that I know you continue to be involved in. So why don't we start off with that and get it out, because I don't want to run out of time and forget.
Rick, appreciate it. Always great to be with you. Belated happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you, my brother.
Listen, it's been a pleasure, the association I've had with the Norbeck Charity Classic in over the last few years. One of the great parts of that has been that the money raised for it goes to the Lachlan Family Foundation. We know what Craig and Linda Lachlan have been through and what they do, and it's a great pleasure to be a part of that. It's going to take place on Friday, June 20th. Now, I accentuate the word Friday because, as you well know, because you get invited and you're involved in many of these great events, they always seem to be Monday events, and you always have to juggle who do you say yes to, who do you say no to. This is a Friday event with a 1 o'clock shotgun start, so it's a great way to start your weekend off. And it's at the beautiful Norbeck Country Club. It's a you're going to have two holes in one contest. You got a full lunch, full dinner, gourmet dinner, great auction items afterwards that Craig provides. So many Caps memorabilia, Ovechkin stuff, all kinds of great prizes. You got two different hole in one contests. So it's just an unbelievable event. And if you're not a golfer, there's a pickleball tournament. Or if you just want to come out to the dinner, you can do that as well. So if you go to Norbeck, N-O-R-B-E-C-K, CC.com, NorbeckCC.com. You can get more information, and we'd love to see everybody out there. It's a great time, a great event for a great cause.
This Ovechkin, I mean, what a season. And, of course, your brilliant coverage and my snapshot of you and the great one, Gretzky, that's one thing that will stay permanently in my memory bank. But you're as close to this as anybody that I know. Can you put some light on this as what was leaked out or a mistake that came out about Ovechkin and what she's saying out about this will be his final year?
Well, listen, my understanding of this, it was a sales representative who was trying to make sure that he or she, I honestly don't know if it's a man or a woman, but made sure they were trying to, cross every T, dot every I to try and get one of their clients to renew. And one of the things that was kind of in this summation was, you know, you also want to be part of Alex's final year. Well, he has one more year left on his contract. The assumption was that he's going to play this final year and then head over to Russia, because he stated how he'd like to play one year in the KHL, where he kind of began everything.
Most of their players do.
To be honest with you, I wasn't aware that this was going to cause such a great controversy, but I guess technically, since the team hasn't really announced that this is officially his final year, I think they would like to have some sort of, you know, like last year, Marc-Andre Fleury, the great goaltender who started in Pittsburgh, went to Vegas, has ended his career in Minnesota, announced it was his final year. Well, there's a lot of teams that wanted to do something nice for him when he made the final visit of his career to their city. So I'm guessing that's why the Capitals were maybe a little taken aback, because it hadn't been official. And then I think a day later, his wife came out in Russian media and said, oh yeah, we're, you know, playing one more year and then we're moving back to Russia, which is what everybody assumed. So I'll be honest with you, I didn't think it was going to cause that much of a whoa, but there it is, because you know what happens in social media these days.
Yeah, I do. Once something gets out and hits, it's off. It's like fireworks.
Right. I guess just the fact that nothing was quote-unquote official is what made it so different, even though I think everybody kind of knew this is what the scenario was going to look like. So, there you go.
Now let's get to puck. And this thing out in Florida, and I understand, and I give the Rooster a lot of credit, because, my God, he has been stark. He's been waving the flag and saying, trying to get more eyes on. Some of the greatest athletic feats I've seen have been in NHL playoffs. It's been unbelievable.
I hope people I know you appreciate it, because you've been out there when you started covering things for George Michael. You weren't just going to show up and read off a teleprompter. You wanted to find out a lot more about the personalities of the people and the strategies, and you put your homework into it. And you can then, as somebody who was there firsthand watching some of these things and just amazed at what these guys can do. I'm fascinated by what Florida has done by getting to three straight Stanley Cup finals now, and obviously winning last year. But it's also just mesmerizing when you watch the replays of some of the things that Connor McDavid does for the Edmonton Oilers. It's phenomenal to watch. I was on with your and my colleague, the coach Sheehan, and we kind of talked about one of the amazing goals he had a couple weeks ago. And we were saying it was like watching Allen Iverson do a killer crossover, but do it on ice. It's phenomenal. This goal he scored the other night when he had the little semi-breakaway, where he was able to cross over a couple different times in his skating stride, but then as he got closer, was coming at full speed, still was able to make enough of a stop to get the goaltender to commit one way and then open up the spot where he was able to tuck the puck home. You watch that in full speed and you can't believe it. When you slow it down, it's even more amazing. So we've got I know it's not a sexy matchup in terms of big markets. It's Florida, it's Edmonton, in the United States. But I hope people who appreciate intensity and high athleticism are going to at least tune in and give this a watch, because I think it's going to be must-see TV if you're the type of sports fan who appreciates that. I'll be honest with you, because there's been so much hockey on the same nights as the NBA, I really haven't paid as much attention to it. Last night I watched from start to finish what the Indiana Pacers did to the New York Knicks, and when I saw the intensity and the physicality, not just the is the athleticism and the able to finish and these amazing 3 points. That's all great. But watching the grind of both teams trying to get it done defensively, where you never see that in the regular season, right? I mean, I think we can all kind of admit to that, right? But when the good teams crank it up in the postseason, it always seems to come down to who wants it more on the defensive end of things, who wants it more on the offensive defensive glass. Those hard things, those tough things, that to me, if you haven't watched the NBA all year, but you wanted to tune in last night and you're not a big NBA fan, cares? You just saw guys giving it their all, and that's what I think you're going to see coming up beginning on Wednesday night when you see the Stanley Cup playoffs start.
If you went to Edmonton and Dallas and watching what they did to Dallas and running their netminder out, who's a hell of a player, and they run him out, they were bombarding him. And I'm watching this stuff going, I can't believe the amount of pucks they were throwing at the net. And I thought watching, you know, the Capitals, and when they went out, I thought that was like, my God, we were being barraged. And they get punked in the next series. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I thought we were pretty damn good, and the team that beats us gets demolished. Yeah. So I'm so confused. That's why I was reaching out to you going, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. Well, it's, I tell you what, I mean, it was one of those things where I was, my fear was the Carolina matchup's a difficult matchup for the Capitals because of the way Carolina plays. I think that, I'm not saying that the Capitals would have beaten the Florida Panthers if that had been the matchup, but I think it would have been a more competitive series, to be honest with you, because I think the two teams play a very similar style. And what we saw in the regular season, anyway, the Capitals beat the Panthers three straight times, I think by at least three goals every game. So that wasn't going to translate into the postseason. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't going to say, hey, well, they dominated in the regular season, so they were dominating the postseason. No. It was going to be a completely different ballgame. But I think the matchup in the way the two teams played was going to be a better matchup for the Capitals than the Carolina matchup was. And one of the other reasons why I say that was the injury to defenseman Martin Ferravari was really going to be felt against a intense, fast forecheck team, swarming forecheck team like the Carolina Hurricanes, because Martin's ability to skate things out of trouble, his skating is one of his great strengths. That was missing desperately. For a long time there, the Capitals were basically trying to go with 5D against the team, and you really can't do that. So there was a couple reasons why I thought that wasn't the best matchup for the Capitals, that the Toronto or Florida, whoever won that series, would have been a better matchup. But it is also testament to just how good Florida can be, how you can beat teams with different styles of play. And that's a credit to the way that team has been built and coached.
Well, it's going to be fun. Who you lean? Are you leaning in a direction or so for Game One, so we can help our people make some money?
I'm leaning in the series. I want to lean towards the Edmonton Oilers for this reason. We've seen, and we saw it with the Capitals. We've seen it with a number of different teams. You've seen it in football countless times. You have to kind of get knocked down before you figure out how to knock your opponent down the next time you see him. And I think what happened last year is Florida got out to that 3-1 lead, and then suddenly Edmonton kind of figured things out, but they had to spend so much energy getting back to force that seventh game that Florida's experience by being there the year before, they had the upper hand. I think the Edmonton Oilers learned you got to get this thing going early. You got to jump on them and get this series at least even 2-2 going into Game 5, as opposed to we're going into Game 5 fighting for our lives. I think if they can make this an expanded series and get off to a good start, which they didn't do last year, I think they've got they've balanced themselves out. Now, the goaltending this time of year, as you know, is always flip of a coin. You could have Sergei Bobrovsky absolutely, completely shut down a high-powered Edmonton team because he's that good. But if this Edmonton team continues to play, I think the way they have, which has been contributions from guys more than just McDavid and Draisaitl, which was something that was lacking last year, I think I like the way Edmonton is approaching this. I do have the other concern is this kid Zach Hyman, who they lost, is a very valuable piece of the puzzle, and that may be difficult to overcome. But I'm kind of leaning towards the Edmonton Oilers. I think they're going to be better out of the gate to start this series than they were last year.
All right. Well, we hope our NBA fans can share some eyeballs. I guarantee you will love the entertainment size of it, and I sure hope we'll be able to put some eyeballs on you on the 20th at 1 o'clock. And again, hug the locker. I hope to be able to do it myself. My brother, you are, as Coach would say, simply one of the best.
Always a pleasure, Doc. Great being with you, my friend.
You got it, man. Nothing but love for you. That's my brother, man, in radio. Smoking. Al Koken, and we're going to go to break on that one and thank our good friends at Rood for making that a possibility. You want to comment with that? You can jump on the line at 1-800-636-1067. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to get that old mean edge rusher type individual, and Ken Harvey will join us. Stay with us.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
1-800-636-1067. Time to light it up. Let's go out to Germantown. Jerry, welcome to OT.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Doc?
Oh, good time, man. I always love hearing from my mentors like Smoke and Al Koken.
Oh, he was great. He was great for years. I really appreciate how you bring him back and let us all hear him talking again and all that. But it's about you, Doc. I'm calling about you because I've been following you since you first started broadcasting back in the 80s, I think it was. And you're so such a comfort to the community. I really value your being what's you? You know, the whole thing you bring to the table. It's you know, I'm a big Redskin fan, big deal. You know, since I think I started following it when George Allen came in when I was like 10 or 11. And you bleed burgundy and gold, but more than that, you're sincere and you say what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and really such a comfort to thousands of us, not just me, I'm sure, in the area here that listen to you and really enjoy how you think and how you express yourself. And you've really been a comfort. You know, some of us had some tough times over the years with people passing and things. And you're just solid, and you bring so much everyone
Jerry,
around
you. I appreciate it. But I'm a product of the people here. I didn't know anybody for the most part, but Brig Owens was here, thank God, and wife Patty.
Yeah.
And
well, number 23.
The fellowship that George Allen initiated here and what it meant to wear these colors, they deserve the credit for how they embraced the young people here. The Over the Hill Gang's philosophy, the old school skins. Pete Wasaki's, man. I mean, these dudes were so sincere. And Harold McClinton. I mean, is this why I like Larry Brown, Pat Fisher? Nothing would make me happier than to see these brothers into the Hall of Fame and to get all that they give, because they were more than just players. Kenny Houston was here, and when you were invited to Thanksgiving with their families, they were a different breed, and I just think that you have an obligation to carry that on. I know times have changed, and you know we've got all these young hipsters, but I just think they deserve, and the fan base here was unbelievable. Such a collegiate approach.
Isn't it great how the new ownership has brought that back?
The other thing was that. Representing the nation's capital is one thing. We all know a lot of that's fake. But there was no, if you followed burgundy and gold, you were embraced. It's the only one of the few times in my life I haven't felt any racism, haven't felt any, nothing. It was purity. And I felt that you have an obligation to extend that to everybody that comes here and wears that uniform. And thank goodness now that we're able to move forward and relive that tradition, because we have a clean slate. We're being operated now by people who are genuine. So I think anybody that's ever worn a uniform and been received by people like yourself, we deserve that. Appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great day.
Thank you. You're a great man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, bye-bye. I don't know if you get everybody to agree with that one, but I do appreciate you, man. Bennett, we got time to go out to Myrtle Beach?
I love you.
All right, appreciate you. Go, Jerome. Jerome.
Hey, how you doing there, Doc?
Hey, man, I'm getting in it, man. Bennett, I'm trying to make sure that Bennett's first shift is not a disaster. So I'm trying to do my best to make sure.
Right.
Because he's a good lad, and he's, heavy metal stuck around, hanging in with us a little bit. You know, your first time you get to drive.
I hear you.
Aviation people get to fly. You just want to make sure he has a good voice. What's on your mind?
First of all, happy belated birthday again to the previous caller. I echo the same sentiments. You kept us going when times were dire over the last couple of decades. But the question I really want to ask you is, first of all, have you had an opportunity to interview Josh Harris at all yet?
Interview? No.
Okay. My question, though, is related to that. The next time you do, or if you do, has any discussions have you heard of anywhere on that level of the organization to push for Joe Jacoby and Brian Mitchell to the Hall of Fame, having an all-out campaign to do that?
I'm sure it's been mentioned. I'm sure it has been put before him. And the sad part is that neither individual should have to campaign. They already did the work. A guy should have to campaign is somebody borderline.
But other people are doing it, though. Other people are doing it, getting their people in, you know?
Well, I'm the best story that I have. I've been saying this for over a decade. It's on us now. For Joe and Brian, if they don't get in, it's on us, not them. They've already done the work. Because Buffalo got Joe DeLamalura in. Joe was a hell of a player, with so are these guys. But the Buffalo, the Mafia, showed you why they are prominent. You got to have a collective effort. There's a way to do it, but you got to be on one accord. We've been bitching and fighting amongst ourselves for the last 4 or 5 years. Colors, name, uniform, whatever. How the hell are you going to get somebody in something when you can't even decide on whether we're together? So we got to handle our business first.
That makes sense.
When we get us together, then we can go out and move a mountain. But right now, we're not together. So we got to do one step at a time. Then we can get these guys their rightful due, because they deserved it. See, I would never say it. I love B and Jake. But it's an embarrassment to push somebody for something they're not worthy of. I'd stand on the top of the mountain for these cats. This embarrassing part is that they already did the work. It's embarrassing to have to beg for them. That's what's sad. It's sad.
Thank you.
We ought to be ashamed of ourselves for somebody to put that much work in as these two dudes did and then have to come back and have somebody have a damn campaign for them to be in. It's pitiful. It really is. But that's our fault as a fan base. I said, we can correct it, but we got to get our manure together. We really do. Because it's embarrassing, especially with a good product now and a respectable ownership, respectable leadership group. Let's get our crap together and make this a reality. On that note, we'll go to break. And appreciate that phone call. So that was hot. Love it when we can get every once in a while, because we do have fun here. But every once in a while.
You're always having a party, Doc.
Well, oh, Metal, my man. Metal, you agree?
Heck yeah, man. But I am getting ready to go here, so I want to say bye to everybody, just for today. But, it's been fun, and I think Bennett's going to be able to fly this plane all by himself for the rest of the day. I think he'll be doing great.
Well, Bennett's strong. I don't like quiet Metal. I'm going to tell you that right now. I like earth-shattering Metal, but I understand what you're a teacher, and you did a great job. And Bennett's made out of the right stuff. He really is. It's a good move. To break we go. You be safe, and give our best to the girls. We'll be back on the, when we come back, we're going to have a treat with you, too. We're talking about an honorary. You know, he's really a great guy, but his reputation is that just an honorary guy. One of the best that ever put his hand in the dirt. Ken Harvey joins us when we come back. 2:33 here in the nation's capital. And courtesy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, we offer you former maniac, former roughneck, former ass kicker, Ken Harvey. Brother Harvey.
How you doing?
Man, when...
Dude. They were doing surgery, man. They put the mask on me, and they were like, oh, by the way, Doc Walker wants you on this show. I pulled the mask off. Sew me up right now.
And, I know. Here you know, I am. I say this, and we have a young man who's Bennett Solomon, who is training today. This is maiden voyage. And I said, we got a real tough guy coming on at 2:30. I mean, not everybody's built to be an edge guy, a defensive end, because you get picked on a lot. Any position that they double you, it's an honor in any sport to be doubled. And they put two on you or put a guy who's 50 pounds heavier than you and you got to fight him for four quarters. A lot of talk about the need, the desire to have an edge rusher. You did that at the highest level in the history of the game. What's required when you look at the position and the guys that play it? What do you look for and what do you see?
Well, okay, so you got to look at it. One is, you know, it's intelligence, right? Watching film, you got to see little things that people don't pick up on, the way the foot is the feet are standing, the way the hand movement, all that stuff. That's one thing. Then two, you gotta have a strong base. You know, you gotta have a good strong legs. And I think what a lot of people do is everyone tries to do the pass rush, but no one wants to explode into the tackle, into the person. It's the first one or two steps where you can decide if it's gonna be a pass rush or if you're gonna hold the edge. And if you're gonna hold the edge, then you gotta explode into the person. You gotta have strong enough legs and arms to push them away. And then you gotta set the tone. You know, there's nothing going to be outside of you. Some guys, and I did it for a minute. You say I'm keeping the edge, and the edge is way next to the sideline, and there's a whole lot of room where somebody can run in between. You gotta come up with some force and some attitude, and then that's probably the last thing is that you gotta have attitude. You gotta let them know that if they come to your side, and you said it earlier, you know, you better double and triple team me. And if you do that, then my other guys have to do their job and play their game and play it well. And you should be mad that you're not getting doubled and triple team. That should be your goal. Every play should be double and triple team, and they can't stop me, even if they know that, you know, they're going to run my way. There's no way they're going to get past you. So it has to be attitude as well.
It looks like one of the more demanding positions in sport. Because people chip on you. I know tight ends are assigned to double you, pester you. You get backs, tight ends, even some wideouts on it. And I've always thought that for some parts, I know Micah Parsons just got rewarded, that I don't necessarily know if I thought it was compensated as to what it's really worth.
You're right. Look, back in the day, it's like you would get those chips. And so you had to, you know, if the running back is going to chip on you, you had to let him know that if he's going to do it, that's his big mistake. You know, he's going to come out your way. You got the tackles trying to stop you. You got the running back who's trying to chip and sneak a block in on you. And I've gotten leveled a couple of times. But you got to get back up, wipe yourself off, and you got to say, okay, if you come this way again, I know what you're going to do now, and I'm going to stop it. And so you just got to – it's more keeping your feet alive. It's using the power in your arms to get off of the guy And then understanding that as soon as you get off of them, if you see the ball coming your way, you gotta push everything inside, because it's more about the team than it is about yourself. You may be, if someone gets outside of you and you make the tackle, that's great. That's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. But if you're not in the tackle, but your inside backers or your tackles or somebody make the tackle because you set the edge, then you've done your job. And that's the main thing, is that you want to be able to do your job without necessarily the hype. You just want to be the person who's causing that big collision, and then someone else makes the tackle.
You played on different teams as well as I did. I try to gauge a team's personality. I like this team's vibe because I think it's important, and especially, I mean, all offense gets most of the glory. They have most of the big, if there's a high value volume guys on offense or whatever. But I think this team has a good vibe. What I'm looking for defensively is just a piece or two. When you look at this defense, and I know we got a long way to go, we haven't even put a pad on yet, but do you see this as a defense that is promising and is a piece or two away from being badasses?
Yeah, definitely. Half of the defense is about the attitude. You know, is everybody syncing together and saying, if we come out on the field, we're going to dominate that area. And you can have a defense that has one or two superstars, but not everybody believing that they need to be a part of every tackle. Not everybody believing that what they do matters and contributes to the team. And I think this defense, everybody wants to be a part of that. They want to be a part of a celebrity. They get mad when their name is not called. They want to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do, but then they're going to do it with excellence. And that's the key, is that you want to make sure that you go out there with the attitude that you said, you know, if you come on this field, this is our field, this is our defense, and no matter where you're at, we're going to dominate. We're going to make somebody pay. You're going to feel our pain. All those days of practice, all those days of whatever, you're going to feel my pain. And I think that's the attitude that this defense has.
When you hear, you know, and you've been in the locker room where guys come and guys don't go, I never thought it was anybody's business to get into a guy's business that's in the midst of a negotiation. What do you stand on OTAs and whether or not it is mandatory or not mandatory as to whether who shows up for a non-padded practice?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's both sides, right? You wanna build a teamwork, you wanna build a unity, you wanna say that that's a team player, but you know, negotiations today are based off of things that's happened in the past. And there's been times in the past where guys have been like, oh yeah, I'm all on board, I'm part of the team, I'm one of those guys. And team ownership is messed up with players. And so it can go both ways. I mean, this is a business deal. And one of the things I think is now more apparent is that people are looking at it like it's a business deal. And you wouldn't go to a CEO of a big company and say, well, hey, you didn't show up for this, because he was saying, well, you know what? They weren't treating me the way I wanted to. This is my deal. I was trying to negotiate it. They didn't see it the way I wanted to. So why should I stand up? Everybody would applaud for that. If you're a football player, everybody's like, it's about teamwork. It's about whatever. It's a business deal that you gotta, that happens to be a sport. And so players have to look at it like a business deal. You have to do what you need to do in order to get the job done. And it should be based off of your performance of what you've done last year and what you potentially can do the year coming up.
Mm-hmm. But there is nothing more gratifying. I mean, you watch other sports, and I wonder, do you see when you're watching hoops or watching hockey, like this, the OKC, I'm using the prime example, seeing people play hard, play defense. In sports where people just ball out on the defensive end, do you pull some from that as a sense of pride when the defense gets recognition, gets anointed as being valued?
Oh, 100%. I mean, defense, sometimes you used to get mad when the quarterback and the running backs and, you know, little pretty boys, they get all the publicity and all that stuff. And you're like, okay, you know, it takes an offense, but it also takes a defense, and it takes the special teams. And you want every one of those groups to get acknowledged for doing what they do. The defense is it's kind of like that enforcer. You know, you don't have to say a lot. You don't have to do a lot. But if you say, get that guy, then you know he's gotten. And that's, you know, that's a sense of self-pride. But then it's also cool that when people recognize you for what you've done in the game, then I think that's really, really cool. I think, you know, with TV now and all the technology around, it's been emphasized more, or it's being displayed more on TV.
Yeah, it's good. I applaud it, man, because I know it ends up being team success.
Yeah.
And that is when the defense is anointed and you got two-way players, even if you got a role, but people are being valued. It's just about being acknowledged and somebody saying, hey, stud, great job today. If you busted a wedge or got a backside, but whatever, just being acknowledged for it. I think this team does a great job at that. I really think that they're aware of it and that there's no small items. They value everybody's contribution. And that's one of the reasons why I think people, eventually this is going to be an attractive place that people will want to come, and you won't have to overpay them to get them here. They're going to want to be here because of how you treat people and that they know they can win here.
Real quick, coaches have destroyed, you know, you talk about edge rushers or edge people. You know, coaches have destroyed players because they don't value, and just like just what you said. So there's been some coaches and some teams where there isn't a lot of value emphasis put on the position and the things that the guys do. And so if it's not, you know, if you're not recognized for it, if people don't see that you took on two or three players, and so but maybe the guy who the news said that's the guy who gets the highlights, but in the films, everybody's watching, they say no. This is a brother who took on three players so that you would look like a superstar. That's what you need. And what you said is true. I think this is a team that acknowledges players and what they contribute to the team. And the players themselves want to be a part of that. They know that, you know, hey, my coaches respect me. My coaches see what I'm doing. All that hard work is paying off. And I may not be the superstar because I don't look big and sexy and all that stuff. I may not have all the stuff out there on social media, but I'm doing my job and I do it extremely well. And I think more than anything, I think each player will really highlight and push each other up. I mean, as well as the coaches, but each player just, you know, pushing each other up. I think that's a big thing on this team as well. And so, yeah, I think this is a good team. We have great potential in front of us and, you know, just got to go out there and do it now.
Amen. I hope you get well, keep healing, and keep preaching the gospel, because anybody out here that's not been on a team sport, you just heard Ken Harvey preaching the team dynamic that this team has. It employs. It's one of the reasons why this team has the building blocks to be successful. Hey, man, we cherish you. We appreciate you. Heal, get back on the good foot, and I can't wait to do it again.
Trying to be like you, Doc. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Keep writing books, man. Children's books. This guy, he's also on stage. I don't want to call him a comedian. I'm going to call him an entertainer. Ken Harvey is an entertainer. Thank you.
You know,
we will go to break on that and thank our good friends at Rude Guest Hotline, and we shall be right back. Welcome back. DOC, Bennett Solomon. On his, I don't want to call it a maiden voyage. I mean, he's like an old pro. Whenever you get endorsed by heavy metal, I mean, Chris ain't going to throw it out there. If you'd have been up in there fumbling and bumbling, and he'd still be there. He gave you the vote of confidence when he left. Because metal, man, he is, he's a real deal. So, you are, who's the initial person that trained you?
First person that actually trained me was heavy metal, and
oh,
he was awesome.
God.
He's been so helpful throughout this.
Oh, look at it! I should have known. No wonder. So he's the Rembrandt. Okay, now he's good people, man, and it's we got good people, and that's what makes it work. The MGM National Listener Line number is 1-800-636-1067, and been a hell of a day with good people. Ken Harvey. Mitch Tischler and Al Koken and we still have plenty of real estate to burn up, and we're going to probably do our best work with you, the public, at 1-800-636-1067. I was entertained today. Big L, he was on a roll, man. Brother Willingham is was going good. Let's see. We can get Chris on. Let's see if we can. Yeah, we got a couple minutes or so. Christopher, what's going on? We get Chris hooked up?
Can you hear me?
There we go. All right. Hey, Chris. We're going up against a hard break, Chris, so let's rock and roll.
Okay. If you didn't know how old you were, how old would you be? So happy birthday to you. Ken Harvey, you know, when he struck me about the children, I really appreciate that breakdown on how to cover the edge. Really do appreciate that. But him and Josh Bell of the Nationals, both are children books writers, it seems like. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they, and anyway, I'm the Nats are rolling.
And both them dudes, too, big old, big, strong dudes writing baby, you know, children books. And
I know.
That's something.
It's a daggone thing, but the Nats are rolling. We need one more win and then bring the boys home and get doing some fighting. So appreciate all that. So go up. Anyway, happy birthday, all that good stuff. And, you did a really good show. And good luck to the youngsters you're training.
Yeah, well, I'm not training. If I was training, he'd be in a world of trouble.
Who trained you? Oh, hey, Doc.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you bring up Lamar Parrish, he was one of my favorite players.
Oh, that's my guy, man. He broke me out.
Yeah, I went out and before the Bengals.
I was his rookie.
He was one, and he was great. And they just overlooked. And Kenny Anderson and Lamar. I love those Bengals teams.
Yeah, Corey Bacon, all them guys, man.
But
all right,
anyway,
man, we're up against the clock, my brother. Always good to hear your voice.
Always good to hear you. All right, you keep the.
All right.
Hey, you know when they say when you retire, like John Thompson, that now I'm not going to plagiarize. It's not mine. But it's like when the guy said, "When I'm going to retire."
You know what you're going to do? Say goodbye. Let him go, Bennett. Because if not, we'll never get out of here on time. That's one thing. You got to know your clients. You got to know your people and who you're dealing with. Whenever you got a hard break, never ever have that young man on the phone. Because otherwise, he's playing you. He knows the business too well. When we tell him, "Look, man, we got a hard break." Then he plays you like a fiddle, taking you all the way up to it. But it's a blast, and we love what we do because we do it in the spirit of competition. And all we want to do is win. So let's keep rocking and rolling. Let's win, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.